This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome everyone to another episode of Embracing Quran, Tafsir of Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued on to the second segment in Surah Yasin when he said, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Strike for them a parable or an example. Set for them an example from what? أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ, from the companions of the village. إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ, when a group of مُرْسَلُونَ, when a group of messengers came to this particular village. Okay, now pretty much all of the scholars of tafsir, as Al-Mawardi mentioned, are in agreement that the qariya that is being referred to over here is the Antioch, which is in the southern part of Turkey today, right above the border of Syria. So this is basically the Syrian Antioch. And although we are pretty much sure that this particular qariya referred to over here in the Qur'an, according to the ijma' of the mufassirin, the consensus of the scholars of tafsir, is a Syrian Antioch within southern Turkey, we don't exactly know who these mursalun are. We don't exactly know who these messengers are. There are two opinions among the scholars about who these messengers are. Some said that these messengers who are being referred to over here are messengers sent from Isa alayhi salam. And so they're not messengers of Allah, they are messengers of the Messenger of Allah, Isa alayhi salam. And this is a weak opinion. And the stronger view is that these are actually messengers of Allah sent by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal himself to the Syrian Antioch. And Allah continues and he explains, and he says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ, when we sent them two messengers, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. So what did they do? They ended up denying, they ended up belying, they ended up rejecting. They ended up rejecting these two, so we strengthened the two with a third. So the more people you have calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stronger the da'wah becomes. So Allah sent two people and they tried to call, and the call didn't reach where it was supposed to reach. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ, then we sent a third one. And so the third one, he strengthened the call. فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. Now all of them together, unified, they said, we are messengers of God to you, O people of the Syrian Antioch. Most likely that is the place. قَالُوا, we said. Now I'm going to pause here for a second and say that many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes places ambiguous. Okay? And those are called the مُبْهَمَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ, things that the Qur'an has made ambiguous. There's a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention where this place is, because the focus is not on the place, rather the focus is on the story. And such is the case with many other stories where Allah has the ability to tell us the name of the person in that story, but Allah chooses not to. And sometimes the name is important, so Allah brings the name into the picture as well. Even though I said that pretty much all scholars of tafsir are in agreement that this place that is being referred to over here is the Syrian Antioch, but that doesn't mean that it is significant and important. The only thing we get out of that is that there were messengers sent to that region as well, and we know that even Nuh alayhi salam, his ark is said to be buried within that same region. So every region had prophets who had come to that region, and Allah told us of this in the Quran when he said, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ, that there is not a single ummah except that there has been a warner within that group as well, and within that ummah as well. So it doesn't really add too much extra to our knowledge for us to know whether this is the Antioch, whether this is some other place. It doesn't really add anything, any other value. But this again does not mean we shouldn't be looking for these things. Why? Because the Sahaba were actually very keen on this. There's a group of people today and also among the Mufassirin who say, well, these things are no real value. But I personally disagree with that opinion. I believe that if we can know with a certain degree of conclusivity, then we should try to find out what this is referring to, because this is the word of Allah. As much as we can understand it, the better it is. Maybe we don't see the benefit in it today. Maybe centuries later we might see the benefit of it. We know the place where these prophets came and these messengers came. Let's say centuries later they go through some sort of archaeological projects over there and they come to something that makes reference to this. We wouldn't know until that time occurs. And that's why every information that we can conclusively know, or even with a certain degree of surety know, then we should hold on to that information regarding the Qur'an, and we should look into that information regarding the Qur'an as well. Although the focus remains on the lesson, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn the lessons from these stories. And that's why He gives us these stories. So what's the lesson in this story? We'll find out very soon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. He says, all three of them, they got together and they said, we are messengers sent from God. قَالُوا Who said? The people of that village, the people of the Antioch, they said, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا You are but people just like all the rest of us. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ And Allah, the Rahman, the Most Merciful, hasn't actually revealed anything. And you're just making this whole story up. Now notice, they say we are mursalun, and they don't say we are rusul. Because the thing that the people of the village to which they've been sent are denying is that they've been sent by God. So they are reinforcing the idea that we are mursal, i.e. we've been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And then, إِلَّا بَشَرُ مِثْلُنَا وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ They're saying, now you guys are just a bunch of liars. You're lying in this particular fact of yours, and in this particular statement of yours, and there's no truth to what you're saying. قَالُوا These prophets, these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they replied back. They said, you know what? We don't necessarily have enough evidence for us to be able to prove to you. And any evidence that we have, perhaps you're not willing to accept it. So they said, رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمْ No matter what happens, at least our Lord knows. رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمْ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ Our Lord surely and of a surety and definitely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says over here that they are saying it so emphatically. Inna is among the tools to emphasize. And then la, the lam over here is called lam al-tawqid. It's also another mechanism to emphasize as well. And mursalun, it's an ism fa'il, and they say asma, nouns are stronger than verbs in terms of the meanings that they render. So Allah is saying that they are basically, you know, saying it as emphatically as possible that Allah knows. And even that, you know, Allah knows, the knowledge of Allah is infinite. Inna ilaykum la mursalun, we are sent to you, and we are messengers sent by God to you. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ Now, there's a lesson to learn over here. When you go and bring the message to people, sometimes people are going to reject you. And sometimes you will have no other way to console yourself except to tell yourself that you have been blessed with this knowledge by God, and you're bringing this message to the person before you. And that's enough, because you know that Allah is watching and Allah is rewarding. These people who are messengers of God and they were rejected, they knew that Allah is watching and that Allah is rewarding. And just like that, you and I, if we're bringing the message of God to the people and they don't accept, we have to recognize that all we can do is bring the message to the people, whether they're guided or not, that's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our Lord is merciful, and our Lord records every action that we do, and He will reward us. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ And there's nothing upon us except that we deliver the message. That's the best we can do. But you have to make sure that that message has been clearly conveyed. Because many a times people give the message of Islam, but they don't do a good job clarifying that message. And that's why they said over here, our job is not just to deliver, but to deliver it clearly. The word balagh, it's balagha, and it literally means to reach. Okay, and so what you need to do is you have to say it in a way that it reaches the hearts. It's not just about getting it off your shoulder. There are some people out there, when they're calling to Allah, they think that their only task is to give the facts as they are. That's not the only task of a messenger. That's not the only task of those who follow the example of the messengers. Your job is to deliver the message in a way that it will reach, and do it clearly so it's also understood as well. قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ Now they're saying, hey, guys, إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ We think that you guys have evil omens that you've brought with you. You have an evil omen that you've brought with you. Because what happened at that time, as the scholars of tafsir have mentioned, this is a speculation, perhaps, and that is that in the Antioch at that time, the rain stopped for 3 days. And when these messengers came about, the people, they thought that it's the message that's causing the rain to stop, and that's affecting our crops and our vegetation and our farmland as well. So they said, "Inna tatayyarna bikum." We believe that you have come with an evil omen. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُ. If you don't stop your message, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. We will definitely, and of a surety, and it's so, like they're so serious about this. لا, again, لا متوكيد, which is to emphasize. And then فِعْل مُضَارِع, a verb which is future and present tense, which denotes continuity. And نون التوكيد الثقيلة, which is two times the emphasis. So what's happening over here is they're saying, definitely of a surety we're going to stone you, and not only that, we're going to do it continuously. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَا يَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And also, there's going to be severe punishment, chastisement and torment that is going to come from us. We're going to stone and we're going to chastise you. We're going to stone you and we're going to punish you as well. If you don't stop. So they want them to stop. They want these messengers to stop. And just like that, anyone who's bringing a positive message to society, there's always people out there that want that message to stop. But we've got to keep on bringing positivity to the world. And we've got to keep on bringing the message of God to the world. No matter who wants to stop that message, the message is going to continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger told us of it, that this message is going to reach every household. And there are going to be people who will deliver the message. The question is, are you going to be among them? The question is, am I going to be among them? The question is, are we going to do our part in delivering this message? These messengers were serious. They believed in God. They recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message is a responsibility, and they went against the entire society. Just think about that for a second. There were just two people in the entire village, okay? And because those two people were weakened, Allah sent a third messenger as well. So just imagine two people bringing a message to a society. Today we live in a global village, so most people, if you go to any part of the world and you bring a message, even that a message that seems awkward to those people, they'll generally be accepting for the most part, right? Within the world. Why? Because we live in a global village, people travel, people come, people go. Back in the days, it wasn't like this. You know, even the virus that we're living through right now, the pandemic, the reason why it is the way it is because travel has never been more easier than it is in modern day and today. So it's because of that, that cultures have become a melting pot in the entire world. And so everybody knows what other people think for a great majority of humanity, especially educated people. If you don't know the details, you know the generalities of what other people think. That's not the case within the society that they're coming to. They are complete foreigners in terms of thought to these people, but they're bringing the message and they're standing strong, and Allah brings a third person to give them even more strength. And they're still facing the retaliation that they're faced by. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. So they said in response that your evil omen is just because of you. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with us. Are you saying this is because you're being admonished? Because we are coming to you with a message and we're admonishing you, you're saying we're bringing some evil omen to you? Because people don't like to be advised. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. I gave you advice, but you don't love people who give advice. Nobody wants to change themselves and recognize their own mistakes and faults. And the person who's smart and intelligent, he's able to recognize his own faults. And if someone is bringing him those faults, he becomes happy and excited and grateful that someone was able to pinpoint his faults so they can fix it within this life before the afterlife. And they can fix it before it's too late. So they're saying, maybe you just think that we're bad omen because of the fact that you've been admonished. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. The problem in all of this is that you people are the problem. You are the ones who are transgressive. You are the ones who have become transgressive against your own selves.
So sometimes we have to question ourselves. Are we the ones that are the problem? Because many a times when someone comes and gives this advice, the first thing we say is, SubhanAllah, this guy, you know, I helped him all my life and this is the result of it. He comes and tells me, this is wrong with me and that is wrong with me and you didn't do this and you didn't do that. Perhaps you didn't. Perhaps you were silent the whole time. Maybe you have some good in you as well. But at the end of the day, everybody needs that advice. These messengers were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver that message. And they did. And they're like, at the end of it, there's no evil omen in me. You're the one who doesn't want to listen. You're the one who's aggressive and transgressive against yourself. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from transgression against ourselves. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to join me in the next segment of Surah Yaseen as I continue in the second segment. A story which is very powerful, and another scene from the story which is yet to come, and it's a scene in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another individual into the picture. So we had two people, Allah sent a third, and now we've got a fourth person coming as well. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.